To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. You know, the shredded lettuce on a double cheeseburger and the fruit filling in a donut are okay, but we all know they don't count as a couple of the five servings of fruits and vegetables we all should eat each day. I'm not going to nag you about your diet. I'm sure you got enough people in your life who can do that. None of us really eat as healthily as we should, but I will note that the Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease as well as lower blood pressure and cholesterol, you should eat five servings of fruits and vegetables every day. And a great way to ensure that you do is really very simple. Take fieldofgreens.com. Unlike some other products you may see or hear about, each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens is medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs like heart, lungs, kidneys, and immune system. And fall means flu season. Field of Greens can help you stay healthy. It works fast, you'll feel better and enjoy more energy, and you'll also notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier too. So to get started and save 15%, go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. That'll save you 15%. You'll also find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors as usual. Well, for the last 10 years, National Geographic magazine has published a list of the best places of the world. But for our Right Stuff segment today, we feature a book that brings a lot of those places to you between two covers. It's titled Best of the World, 1,000 Destinations of a Lifetime. Allison Johnson's a senior editor at Nat Geo, where she oversees the publishing of this book, as well as many others on travel, cooking, and photography, with titles such as my BFF Dan Buettner's best-selling Blue Zones books. Allison, welcome to our Right Stuff segment. So 1,000 places is a whole lot of places, but you didn't organize this volume by cities or countries. Tell us about the categories in which you slotted these destinations and experiences.
Yeah, we really wanted to meet travelers where they are, and not all of us travel for the same reason. So we divided the book into nature, culture, cities, adventure, and family-friendly destinations. And that way, whatever you're seeking in one of these places around the world, you'll be able to find the right destination, right trip for you based on what you're looking. Are you looking for great wildlife? Are you looking for new cultural traditions? Do you want to go bungee jumping? Rather than just go place by place, we're really, really curating these destinations by the type of traveler that you are.
And I'm remiss in not saying in the introduction, but I should say right now that that in true National Geographic style, there are gorgeous photographs for every single one of these suggestions. Did you have trouble whittling it down to 1,000? I know about 5 years ago you did a book with your photo, your director of photography, that had a mere 225, as I recall, destinations. 1,000's a lot.
1,000's a lot, and you know, we probably could have done 2,000. I mean, we've had 10 years of Best of the World to look back to. So it was lists and articles and itineraries from a decade. And what we really wanted to do was curate the ones that are evergreen Best of the World. So we re-vetted all of the destinations to get it down to 1,000. What has stayed Best of the World? What has survived the pandemic? Where do we want people to go now? And where do we see people traveling again and again for the next 5 years or more to come? And so we had a ton to choose from. The photography, like you said, is beautiful, and we wanted to find the places where we can really take you there from your armchairs as well. If you're not able to get to some of these places right now, you can get there while you're reading this book. We take you there with the photography and the beautiful storytelling as well.
Well, let me just give listeners an example, perhaps. Here's one page. The Northern Lights Shine Here 240 Nights a Year is the headline, which grabbed me because I live in Minnesota, and we're lucky if we can see them 3 nights a year. And I won't keep anybody in suspense. It's Yellowknife, which is the capital of the Northwest Territories in Canada. But that's the kind of category that Allison's talking about. Another is The Last Paradise, or A Lost Paradise in the Tasman Sea. I'm just scrolling through the book here. I've got it online. These photographs are beautiful. The world's best water wonders, places to go diving that still have gorgeous coral and sea life. You and your staff, I presume, have visited almost all these or written about them in person? I mean, having been there in person?
Yeah, collectively, you know, we have a global network of National Geographic writers, explorers, and photographers. And so collectively across this network, across the staff at National Geographic and the people that we have out in the field every day, someone within the National Geographic Network who had a hand in this book has been to this destination. So when I say we vetted all of the destinations, we have had multiple people in every destination listed in this book. And so we're really putting the National Geographic stamp of approval on each of these 1,000 destinations.
I will tell you, this doesn't give you lodging tips or the latest hot restaurant there. This is a book that will last for years, presuming nobody wrecks any of these places. But I'm looking at just, I just mentioned the world's best water wonders. And your choices range, and it's just a paragraph on each in this case, from places in the Cyclades, the Greek Cyclades, to Michigan, to the Blue Lagoon in Iceland, et cetera. There are sometimes regions, like the Camargue in France, and there are, you know, cleverly drawn, very artistic maps. It's just a book that you can just browse through and dream about, and you must have had a lot of fun putting it together.
It was so much fun putting it together. This truly is a bucket list maker. You know, we're not necessarily giving you your day-by-day itinerary, though you will find a few of those throughout. This is the book you open to dream about your next destination, to discover where you want to go next. And I added to my own bucket list while working on this one. There's so many beautiful places to see, so much beautiful wildlife out there. I think the nature chapter is one of my favorites because of how diverse the wildlife is throughout it. And I think you can open to any page and say, yeah, I'm going to add that to my list. I'm going to get there someday. And
you can find this. You can find this book on Amazon.com. It's called Best of the World, 1,000 Destinations of a Lifetime. Allison Johnson, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.